First, thanks for coming in today. Jordan Matthews, since the day we drafted him, unbelievable teammate, unbelievable worker. Hard to pull a trigger on a trade like that when you're giving up that kind of player in person. But we felt like as we were building this, there are a lot of priorities that go into building a team that consistently competes for championships. And a big part of that is trying to get the corner position right for the long term. And that was really the genesis of why we made this trade.
The process has been pretty tough, I'm not going to lie. Like, just being traded, you know, so early in my career, like, everything was just moving extremely fast. But I had veterans, you know, like Jenkins and McLeod take me in and help me along the way.
Back goes Tyrod Taylor. He's being flushed. He is firing downfield, and it's intercepted. And running with the football is Darby.
This process was a little difficult because, you know, we had new coaches at Buffalo, so I just had to sit there for months and learn the whole playbook, and then midway through camp, come on another team and learn a whole another playbook. But I just know people around here care about you. It's open door policy. If you got a problem, you always can go talk to anybody. Everyone is willing to work with you. It makes you feel very comfortable within these walls.
Let's go, boys. Let's have a good day. Let's get better today. Get ready tomorrow. Win this game on Thursday. Get better on three. 1, 2, 3, get better. Good move. Good move.
Nice block, Brent. Nice block.
You know, training camp is training camp, and it's always going to be super hard. You know, it's getting you, your mind, your body right for the season, which the season is a grind. So under Doug, we have very physical camps. You know, I think it's worked well for our team. Obviously, we're at the end of camp now. You know, it seems like we're pretty healthy, and guys are ready to go.
You're doing good, bro. Keep it up, man. I like watching you play.
Be patient. Just work on different techniques, bro. When you see some of the young guys come in and, you know, they're doing things a certain way, you know, you can go up to them and talk to them and let them know this is the way it should be done or this is how you should do this. But, you know, a lot of the times, you know, I do like to lead by example because at the end of the day, they see what you're doing. And, you know, I think they respect hard work. And that's what I'm trying to instill in these guys is, you know, just work every single day like it's your last and be coachable.
Does a comfort level come up each day? You know, when you're with a new team, there's obviously your first opportunity to figure that out, the first chance being with a new team. But does the comfort level change? Is it different today than it was yesterday?
Yeah, you know, you learn more each day, you know. Stop being in meeting rooms a lot. You know, I'll be going home probably like around 10 o'clock, so it's a lot. You know, I ain't been here that long, but so far, like, my first day in, they was going live. And, you know, even with special teams, guys getting thrown on the ground, going full speed. So it's physical, but I just want to produce, really, and just let everything else, you know, fall where it does. Like, I just want to go out there, play hard each game. I know I'm going to have ups and downs. It's the NFL, but I just want to play fast, make plays for the team, and just do my best.
He gives it to Jones, who walks it. He faked off the middle and then took it outside and walked in. And the Eagles will be 3-2, going to their second straight loss. And the seconds tick away. And this one is over.
I know it's a huge rivalry. I grew up in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. So, you know, my family, everybody grew up Redskins fans. That's why I grew up looking at this division. So I just know it's a great rivalry. And, you know, it's going to be an important game for us.
You know, they've had our number the last few years. They're a good football team. They've whooped us a few times, and I think guys on this team understand that, and we're going to be ready to go.
All right, good morning, man. Morning. Hope y'all had a great couple days off. First of all, congratulations. Okay, guys in this room, getting ready to play the Washington Redskins. This is the group right here. All of your hard work. I don't care if you're practice squad, active, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You're here, you're part of the Eagles. You gotta understand, you gotta go back and you gotta start watching the tape. We're out of training camp mode. Now we gotta hone in our opponent. You gotta study your opponent. Everything we do from here on now is focused on the Washington Redskins. You don't have to focus on anything other than that. Road game, man. We got to take care of business. You want to be a great football team, you got to win on the road.